Let's unpack this. Today, we're diving into something called the Marine Algorithm. It's described as a universal salience detector, inspired, interestingly, by the U.S. Marines' motto, Semper Fidelis.
Always faithful.
Right. Always faithful. So it acts like this tireless sentinel, constantly filtering the world for what actually matters.
Mm-hmm. And what's really fascinating here, for you listening, is how it tackles such a fundamental problem. You know, how do we efficiently make sense of just the constant flood of sensory input?
Right. It's overwhelming.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
And traditional methods, they can be really computationally heavy. This one offers a biologically plausible real-time approach. That always faithful idea, it really fits. It's always watching.
Okay. Always watching. So here's where it gets really interesting for me. The mechanics. Unlike complex frequency transforms, you know, breaking signals down, this algorithm works entirely in the time domain.
That's the key difference.
It uses something called pick tracking and jitter analysis and harmonic alignment, basically distinguishing structured signals from, well, just noise. It's like qualifying structure by looking at signal instability.
And this is where it sort of flips the script.
Yeah.
Because jitter, you know, those tiny timing variations.
Yeah, usually something you want to get rid of, an artifact.
Exactly.
Hmm.
But here, the algorithm recontextualizes it. It uses jitter as like a primary carrier of information. It actively tracks both random and deterministic jitter using these things called exponential moving averages.
Okay.
Basically ways to smooth data but keep recent changes important. And it treats that instability as a clue.
Huh. And the harmonic alignment part.
Ah, that's its clever trick for spotting repeating patterns.
Mm-hmm.
It sees when different frequency bits in a signal line up consistently, like finding a melody in, you know, a noisy room.
So it's finding signal in what we normally call noise, or at least instability. That feels like a big shift. And you mentioned efficiency.
Oh, absolutely. It's computationally trivial. We're talking 0.01 per sample.
Okay, 0.01. What does that mean practically for you?
It means it processes each little piece of incoming data in a fixed, super fast time. Doesn't matter how much data there is overall, which also makes it, well, embarrassingly parallelizable. You can run it on tons of inputs at once super easily. It's very lean.
Wow. 0.01 is.
Yeah, that's remarkable. So, okay, bigger picture. What does this mean for us? You said its architecture mirrors biological attention systems, like how our brains work.
Indeed. It's quite striking. Think about this. The algorithm has a clip threshold.
Uh-huh.
It sets an upper limit on the input signal. That's a direct analog to the cochlear automatic gain control in your ears. You know how things sound less loud in a noisy environment?
Right, right.
Its other parameters even seem to reflect pupillary response, like how your pupils adjust to light.
Okay.
And the salience score it calculates. That feels a lot like your amygdala deciding what's relevant, what you need to pay attention to.
The brain's relevance detector.
Mm-hmm.
And that harmonic alignment we talked about, it really echoes these harmonic template neurons neuroscientists have found in the auditory cortex.
Mm-hmm.
Neurons specifically tuned to complex harmonic sounds.
It's almost uncanny how those parallels line up. So the applications must be super broad then, across different senses, different data.
Oh, definitely. You could use it to distinguish an alarm or maybe speech from just background white noise and audio.
Okay.
Or capture periodic motion in video, maybe for gesture recognition. Isolate vibrations, pulses, from just random texture if you're talking about haptics, touch.
Mm-mm.
Even detect anomalies, things like DDoS bursts in network traffic.
Ah, those denial of service attacks.
Exactly. Or even subtle things like heartbeat variability in medical data.
So finding that meaningful pattern in the static pretty much anywhere, how does this fit into, say, modern AI?
Well, if you connect it to the bigger picture, it seems like an ideal pre-filter for today's AI.
Yeah.
It could provide just-in-time resource allocation. Tell the bigger, heavier AI systems what's actually worth processing right now.
Like a first-pass filter.
Exactly. It could act as a kind of universal sensory bus for multimodal AI systems juggling vision, sound, touch all at once. And it gets around the OL2 complexity problem you see in some big architectures, like transformers. Its 0.01 efficiency is a huge advantage there.
Right, that scaling problem.
Yeah. It provides this lean, always-on detection layer. It could fundamentally change how AI perceives and reacts in, like, real time.
This whole deep dive, it really shows how something seemingly simple, this efficient little primitive, can be so foundational. Makes you rethink the obvious.
It really does.
Yeah.
And leaves you with a question, doesn't it? What other hidden information might you be overlooking in what we usually just dismiss as noise or instability? Its efficiency isn't just nice to have. It's probably essential for the kind of resource-savvy thinking biology does.
It's like the XOR gate in logic. Seems obvious when someone points it out, but it's utterly foundational because it's so general. So maybe ask yourself, what aspects of your own sensory world, the stuff you usually filter out, might actually be telling you more than you think?